Hey, I don't know about you, but I get really frustrated with my computer. Now, what do you do when you get frustrated by your computer? Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks here for My Computer Works. Now, whether you have a simple question or it's a major computer crisis, My Computer Works can help. Now, when you have a problem with your computer, you simply pick up the phone, call their friendly technicians, and they connect directly to your computer and fix the problem for you. It's immediate, it's safe, it's secure, and it doesn't require anyone coming into your home. There's no problem or question too small. My Computer Works is your personal computer help desk. And only $24.95 a month. You can call them when you need them.
Call My Computer Works right now at 1-800-574-3017. That's 1-800-574-3017. Again, it's toll free at 1-800-574-3017.
Hey, My Computer Works. Does yours?
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Good morning, golfers, and welcome once again to your favorite source for golf news and entertainment. It's Tee to Green coming to you, as usual, from the Broadmoor Golf Club in Colorado Springs. I'm Jerry Butenhoff, and it's October. My favorite month of the year. You know, I don't care where you live in America, October is the best month out here. You got the great temperatures, depending on where you live. The colors are awesome. Sports are in full swing, whether you're football, baseball playoffs, hockey season starting this week for most of the NHL and colleges. And, of course, golf. If you're a golfer, it's a great time to golf if you can get out there. Crisp weather. Nice conditions. Oh, it's about as good as it can get. Today on the show, speaking of the Broadmoor, we're going to talk with Director of Golf here, Russ Miller, and we're going to rehash a little bit about the U.S. Women's Open and what it meant for the Broadmoor and for the city of Colorado Springs. A great event with a fun playoff. It ended on Monday because of the weather, but a great event here in Colorado Springs, and we'll talk about that. With Russ Miller here, and then maybe he'll give us a hint at the next big event that the Broadmoor might be trying to channel down the road somewhere. And if you're headed to Colorado Springs, Russ will have some information on what the Broadmoor's got going on golf-wise and other things here for the rest of the fall, too. The other day, I played golf on Thursday, hadn't played in about a month, and I started to slice the ball a little bit more than I had recently. Maybe you do that, too. Well, today we've got the cure for you. Brian Crowell, who's written a book called Slice Free Golf, coming up today on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what am I going to do? Help me keep my head down. Save me from those double bogey blues.
Brian Crowell's book, Slice Free Golf, directed strictly for those of you who golf, which is most of us, as you probably figured. We've got golf news. We're going to go on tour. All that other fun stuff we do here every week coming up right after this break on Tee to Green today. Stay with us.
If you are in any trouble with the IRS, this message is for you. If the IRS is garnishing your wages, sending threatening letters, placed liens on your personal property, you still have rights. Ameristar Tax Centers wants to give you free information and a free consultation to show you how to save the maximum amount of money. Our expert team of tax professionals goes to work right away to negotiate the lowest payment possible. We'll represent you before the IRS or state taxing authority. Our results speak for themselves. So call us today for a free, no obligation, one-on-one consultation.
Be careful. The IRS can coerce you into paying more than you actually owe.
Ameristar is a certified member of the Tax Freedom Institute. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief.
So call for free information now.
800-583-1974. 800-583-1974. Help is here. Call 800-583-1974.
Are you in pain? Have you tried every pain medication? Heat pack, cold pack, muscle soak, or topical cream, only to be left with more aches and pains? Then you need to try Blue Goo, a new pain relief treatment gel developed specifically by a lab based in Los Angeles for the treatment of arthritis, bursitis, tendinitis, joint pain, back pain, and general muscle aches and strains. Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical in Los Angeles, California, recommends Blue Goo for his patients trying to cope with hip and knee pain before surgery. Let Blue Goo be the last pain relief product you ever use. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. That's 1-888-330-0123. And that's not all. We'll even pay the shipping and handling costs. So why wait? Don't spend another minute of your life in pain. Call 1-888-330-0123 now or visit us online at www.dothegoo.com.
Why do women everywhere love Double Wear makeup? 15-hour staying power. It's Estee Lauder's number one foundation. Stays fresh, looks flawless all day, even through nonstop activity. So comfortable, you won't believe it's long wear. Now in 22 true-to-life shades for every skin tone. Try yours for 10 days free. Come into Macy's for your perfect shade of Double Wear and a 10-day supply. No purchase necessary, quantities limited. Find your makeup match at Estee Lauder, now at Macy's.
Know the worst part of being on your feet all day? Tired, achy feet. But I found a solution. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. I stepped on the Dr. Scholl's kiosk at Walmart, and it recommended the Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts that were best for my feet. Now my feet have the right amount of arch support and cushioning, and they're guaranteed to work or your money back.
Nurse to room 12.
Now when I'm on my feet all day, I'm more energized. You can be too.
Find a Dr. Scholl's kiosk at your local Walmart at footmap.net.
Like to call it destination listening for dedicated golfers. You found it, Tee to Green, coming to you every Sunday morning at this time from the Broadmoor Golf Club in Colorado Springs. I'm Jerry Butenhoff, teeing it up solo here today. Jay Ritchie on the road with the Air Force football team, who had an exciting overtime victory over Navy back east yesterday. On the show today, Russ Miller, director of the golf here at the Broadmoor, and Brian Crowell, who's come out with a new book called Slice Free Golf. Most of us could use some of that information, huh? But first up, I got some tour news and some golf news. It's been kind of a busy week in the golf world here this week with some things going on. First of all, for those of you who missed or didn't catch any of the Solheim Cup from Ireland this past weekend, what a fun event that is. And those of us here in Colorado really looking forward to the next time that they play that, because it'll be at the Colorado Golf Club up in Parker, Colorado, just southeast of Denver in 2013, and really looking forward to that. Of course, the Europeans with the win last week, 15-13, the first win for the European team since 2003. You know, a lot of people thought that that was a good thing because I don't know if they were looking at thinking that the U.S. was dominating. I don't know, you know, the U.S. had won three times in a row. I don't call that a huge winning streak. A lot of people thought the U.S. would win because they had seven players in the top 20 and Europe only had one, which is Suzanne Pedersen right now. But if you look at the results this year of those seven players on the U.S. team in the top 20, there were only three wins out of them. And the European team had seven worldwide wins this year. So maybe it's not such a surprise that they won. So fun stuff there at the Killeen Castle. And boy, what a setting, huh? Russ Miller sitting here, get to go up 18 with a castle behind the green. That's a pretty good deal here. And that's a great setting in Ireland last week. Also related to women's golf, the LPGA has okayed the petition of Lexi Thompson to join the tour full-time. She was able to petition the LPGA for full-time membership because of her victory in Alabama a couple weeks ago. And she did that on Thursday, and the LPGA okayed it right away on Friday already. And LPGA Commissioner Michael Wan said that it wasn't just based on the win. It's kind of based on Lexi's body of work, if you will, and the fact that she's shown the maturity and everything that she can probably handle life on the tour. And so she has qualified with her win for the season-ending tour championship. The women will be playing in Florida at the near the end of November. And then she will defer the beginning of her membership until next year, starting when the first event kicks off for the LPGA. Right around late February, early March of next season. So Lexi Thompson, youngest player ever to win on the LPGA Tour, will be a full-time tour member next year. And also the President's Cup, speaking of team events, coming up at Royal Melbourne in Australia this year, site of the very first President's Cup, of course, when Jack Nicklaus and Gary Player captained that original team, where the international team won that event. This year, Fred Couples and Greg Norman are the team captains, and they announced their captain's picks this week. Fred Couples, as he had indicated a couple weeks ago, decided to take Tiger Woods as a captain's pick, along with Bill Haas, who won the Tour Championship and the FedEx Cup last weekend. And Fred Couples' captain's picks were fellow Australians Robert Allenby and Aaron Baddeley, who have played well down the stretch here late in the season. For the American team, the other players, Matt Kuchar, Steve Stricker, Dustin Johnson, Webb Simpson, Nick Watney, who's co-leading the event this weekend, Phil Mickelson, Bubba Watson, David Toms, Hunter Mahan, and Jim Furyk. For the international team, Jason Day, Adam Scott, Charles Schwartzel, KJ Choi, Kate Tung Kim, another Korean who's done very well worldwide this year, Retief Goosen, Jeff Ogilvie, Ernie Els, Y.E. Yang, and Ro Ishikawa. And that event coming up in Melbourne the weekend before Thanksgiving. And the President's Cup, another fun event, fun team event to be watching. There is one issue with Steve Stricker. He's still a little bit injured and not sure, depending on what happens between now and then, if he cannot go. Rumor has it that Keegan Bradley, the rookie who won the PGA Championship, will fill in there. All right, let's move on to some other stuff here. Russ Miller, the director of golf here at the Broadmoor, has been here, 13 years now or something like that?
Yeah, almost 14.
Almost 14 now. Yeah, it does, doesn't it? It's been a pretty fun time for golf in Colorado for big events here. We had the Senior Open here 3 years ago, had a dry year in 09, but then Senior PGA Championship up at the Colorado Club last year, Women's Open this year, U.S. Amateur at Cherry Hills next year, and then, as I mentioned, the Solheim Cup at the Colorado Club again. So if you're a golf fan in Colorado or anywhere in our neighborhood along the Front Range, we're in a pretty good run here, aren't we?
We are, and I think that says a lot about the state. The USGA and PGA wouldn't bring events here if they weren't supported, and they are certainly supported by spectators and hospitality and ticket buyers and retail and food and beverage. So it's a great feather in our cap in Colorado.
When the Broadmoor first hosted the Women's Open back in 1995, it far and away set a new attendance record for that event. The new record is the event that was held at Cherry Hills in 2005. We almost got there again this year. Of course, the weather probably curtailed some of the walk-up, daily walk-up, I'm pretty sure. Wouldn't you think so?
We missed it by 920 people.
that close.
Yeah, 130,485 spectators and missed it by 920. But, yeah, we think the five weather delays hurt us. But you know what? It's a great to be number two. You don't want to be number two. You want to be number one. But once again, it's a great feather in the state and city's cap for getting that close.
And a pretty good crowd. What, about 5,000 or some that came out on Monday morning for the continuation of the round and then what ended up being in the playoff too?
Yeah, I've heard between 5,000 and 7,000. Okay. That's the one day it was really hard to measure attendance because everything was starting to be broken down, but we weren't sure how many we'd have, to be honest, knowing it was only a short playoff, and it was a great attendance, and especially having non-Americans, you know, there's some things working against you, but 5,000 to 7,000 was great, and they were all on 18 green, and it seemed like a 30,000.
Yeah, there were, and you know, of course, going into that morning, we didn't know that there was going to be a playoff. So
right.
A lot of people came out, you know, for what maybe only would have been an hour and a half of golf.
Sure.
Because I think no one had more than about, what, five or six
holes
to play.
Five holes
was the most,
yeah, okay. Correct, yeah.
So,
yeah.
And, but a fun event. A couple of your Korean gals both speak English very well, which was good for people like me.
Yeah.
And I think a couple of names that we're going to see more often, I think, on the women's results list.
Yeah, the So Yu, that's how you pronounce her. It's R-Y-U, but Yu, what a great athlete. If you look at her face-to-face, well, she is very fit. And I actually saw her in the fitness center here a couple of days, and you know, they're playing golf 12 hours a day with the weather delays, and she's in there in her downtime just grinding on the machines, and that tells you why she is so fit. And I wanted to say, Jerry, I'm amazed how much these ladies have committed themselves to fitness versus 10, 15 years ago. There's no more cheeseburgers, beer, and cigarettes. It's play golf, hit in the fitness center, have a salad, and go to bed. So, it's
and that's the same way on the men's tour.
Absolutely.
For the most part, too.
And the Champions Tour.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, you have to. It's like any sport. You have to do everything you can to be the best, and how you feel and how you look physically is a big first step.
And really, I think what a lot of people, and you would know this as much as anyone, flexibility in golf, well, in most sports, but flexibility, I think, is as important as anything. And is that something that you think a lot of golfers tend to neglect a little bit?
I think they
do.
Do
you see that here?
I see it there, and I'll tell you why. It's hard to do. The best way to stretch is have someone stretch you for you, help you stretch. And if you don't have that access, to do it on your own for 30 minutes is boring, and it's not fun, and it gets neglected. But if we would just all do it, it'd make a huge difference.
We're going to talk with Russ a little more. We're going to get into some of the nuts and bolts about what went on here at the U.S. Open, U.S. Women's Open this year. He's got some numbers about how this type of event really impacts the local community. And here in Colorado Springs, we're a county of about 600,000 people, and this is a pretty big deal for a place like Colorado Springs. Next year, for example, the Senior Open is in Omaha, a city that's similar in size. So we'll talk to Russ about how these kind of things impact the cities where the events like this are hosted, and some other things about what's going on at the Broadmoor here this fall. Back with Russ Miller, also Brian Crowell, who's written a new book called Slice Free Golf. Boy, sounds good to me. We'll see what Brian can teach us here. Maybe he's got just the tip that you need. All coming up on Tee to Green. Stay with us.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller or
something? You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better, and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending, just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
There's only one other acceptable theory about how to hit a golf ball.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm afraid to ask. Well, what is it? What's the other theory?
Grip it and rip it.
Tee to Green takes you to the driving range with our tip of the week. The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious Mobil 5-Star and AAA 5-Diamond Awards. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. Other amenities include 16 restaurants, lounges, bars, and cafes, 54 holes of championship golf, 7 tennis courts, indoor and outdoor swimming pools, riding stables, a fly fishing school, and the nearby Cheyenne Mountain Zoo. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. 11 airlines offer flights to the Colorado Springs Airport, a 20-minute drive from the resort. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everybody. I'm Mark Kelbel, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor Golf Club. Today I want to talk to you about hitting out of the rough in club selection and grip tension and things like that, and give you a few tips on how to have a little more success. First of all, you want to choose a club that's going to advance the ball. You don't necessarily need the club that's necessary to get the ball to the green, but just something that you're going to advance, say an 8-iron, 7-iron. Also, you want to grip the club with a little more grip tension because the club face will likely shut when it gets caught up in the long grass. And because it shuts, you're going to aim to the right just a little bit. Keep that in mind, because normally shots out of the long grass will have a tendency to go left a little bit because that face tends to snap shut. That's all for today. Good luck.
For more tips from Mark, check out the website, greenradio.com, or visit your local PGA professional.
This is America's longest-running network radio golf show, Tee to Green. I think we're over 20 years now. We're very close to that. Been around a long time. First and foremost here, your favorite source for golf entertainment and news. Jerry Butenhoff here with you solo today, and speaking with the director of golf here at the Broadmoor, Russ Miller. And Russ, this has been the warmest summer in the history of Colorado Springs, I think. And has that changed anything as far as your schedule for the courses and when you shut things down in the fall? Are you kind of going with your normal routine here?
We're going with the normal routine. I'd have to say the challenge came during the summer itself with the it's called evapotranspiration. It's how much moisture you lose out of the ground. So it required more water. You know, at our climate, at 6,400 feet, you can be wet and green in the morning, and by noon, you're just purple and dry. So it was a challenge watching the grasses. We survived very well, as most courses did in the area. But it's a little bit different. Now we are on schedule. We know that it's a matter of time before fall and winter comes. So we're prepared for that.
And in Colorado, it could be the next day. We just never know sometimes.
81 day and 40 the next. Yeah,
that's for sure. For people that don't know, there's three courses here. The East Course, which people may have seen on television that have hosted the various events, and the West Course and the Mountain, which is up the hill a couple of miles. And that's the one that you kind of break down first every year. Is that right?
We do, just because it's a little bit higher up, and it actually sits on the side of a mountain, and the cart pass and some shaded areas tend to hold frost and snow longer, so that's why we close it down first.
And I know you've, for the past, two or three winters now, you've been working on a renovation and some changes on the West Course. How much of that is left, and what are you doing with that during this particular winter?
Yeah, well, to go back a little bit, prior to the Senior Open in 2008, we started in 2003 working on the East Course, bringing all the original features back. When we completed that, starting in 2009, we started on the West Course doing the same process. We now have holes 8 through 11 to complete on West, and then it's all done. But as you know, Jerry, it takes – every year we'll do something. You enlarge a tee, you move a bunker here or there, do little things, and I think that's how you have to stay up with the game. You got to keep on getting better all the time.
And for anyone that's visiting Colorado Springs this fall, Broadmoor still has golf available, and all kinds of packages still,
sure.
Don't we?
We do. We run packages all through the winter. knowing that it, if it doesn't work out, you can always go to the spa or eat all day or do other things. But, you know, it's so sunny here. We have 320 days of sunshine. So if it's 45 or 50 degrees, it can be short-sleeve weather, even though the grass may be a little brown and dormant. But it's still, if you love golf, it's a good time to play.
Yeah, it really is. Like I said at the top, golf in the fall, October, as good as it gets in just about anywhere in the country for outdoor activities.
Sure is.
The Broadmoor had attendance figures of about 125,000, 130,000 people for the Women's Open this year. What does that mean for the Broadmoor and the city as far as numbers and hotels and restaurants? I know you've got some stuff you want to throw out there. What does that mean for a city that hosts a big event like that?
Yeah, well, when we go back with USGA trying to acquire these championships, if the city itself, city, county, and state, isn't on board with being a partner, it just doesn't work. Through road closures, but your police force, your fire department, all the help you need has to be a key component of it. And everybody thinks the Broadmoor gets rich. It's not that. It's really what it does for the city, county, and state. And just throw out a few statistics. During that seven-day period of the championship, 20,800 hotel room nights were sold. Now, if we didn't have the championship going on, those wouldn't have been sold. These are additional than your normal tourist season. 5,790 rental car days. Now, if you drive a rental car for one day, that's one. So there's 5,790. Total lodging expenditures were $2.8 million. That's just gross revenue. So then you take the taxes out from that and pay the city and county. A great number, the total non-event. This is what happened in our city and county that one attributed directly to the championship on site itself. Was $6.5 million in merchandise, entertainment, and hotel, those type of things. So, once again, we can say that because of the championship, this came to our city. And because of that, there was about $19.1 million in total revenues that the championship brought to the city and county.
That's not bad. That's not bad. All the hotels, restaurants, and movie theaters, everybody's happy, aren't they?
They were. And I'll tell you another great statistic, because during the economic times we're going through, having this championship 3 years out to the championship week, there were 356 full-time jobs created through the championship. Now, these folks have to live here. They have to eat here. They pay taxes. So, once again, it's giving out jobs, creating jobs, but at the same time, they're giving back to the community through taxes and just living here.
And that's a cumulative effect for as long as those people are working for the event itself, right?
Yeah, and we're still, believe it or not, wrapping up a few things. We still have one person here on our championship staff left out of many, many. So it's not just when that last putt-us hold, in our case, Monday afternoon, you start tearing down things. It takes several months to get the financials completed and all the invoices paid and things cleaned up.
What does the event do for the Broadmoor, though? Now, we've had three big events here in the last 16 years. I mean, obviously, the exposure, you know, television, all that sort of stuff.
Sure.
I mean, the Broadmoor is pretty well known to begin with, but what does the Broadmoor get out of it?
Well, our goal is, being here since 1918 in the great history of golf with Dale Fisterwald and Ed Dudley and all those folks, my job is to continue marketing the history of golf here. And when we can host championships and be seen worldwide, we're not just known as great hotel rooms or great spa or great food. It's everything, including golf. And that's been my commitment for 14 years, is to bring that back. And it was funny, Jerry, the few days after the championship ended, I was actually on a bus going somewhere, and a couple was there, and they said, we just started talking. They saw my logo on my shirt, and they said, do you play at the Broadmoor? And I said, well, I really don't play, but I work there, live there.
People that work in the golf business
don't
play.
And they were from Florida. They said they were specifically here because they had seen the Women's Open, and that day booked a trip and just flew in within a couple days. That's why you do it. I mean, and it's not just selling extra hotel rooms, but getting the word out worldwide that this is a neat place to come to.
Yeah. And for anyone that hasn't been to Colorado Springs or anything here in southern Colorado, you can do just about anything outdoors that's possible within 2 hours of Colorado Springs.
You can ski, and we've already had snow September 5th in our mountains here, or you can fly fish in short sleeves. I mean, there's everything here. I think it's the greatest state in the country for outdoors people.
Yep, fishing, hunting, skiing, hiking, horseback riding.
Everything.
You can do most of that through the Broadmoor, but you can do all of it within a couple of hours of Colorado Springs here too. I know that the Broadmoor, we had a pretty big gap from the Women's Open to the Senior Open 13 years, and I know that you guys are kind of looking down the road at targeting some other events. I don't think it's going to be 13 years before we host something again here, is it? Or
no, it won't.
Okay.
And I'll be honest, we have not contracted a definite championship with USGA or PGA at this time. One great thing we have coming up, Jerry, our 100th anniversary is 2018. So what a great year to try to do something. I'm not giving away that we're going to do it then, but,
sure.
But that's a great anniversary. And having said that, doing the Senior Open in 08 and the Women's 11, 3 years is a very quick turnaround. Our community needs a break from a major championship because there's a lot of spending that takes place that you just don't have that quick.
Sure.
So we need a break. Plus, we know what, with the Solheim Cup coming, the amateur, the BMW Championship,
BMW,
Hills,
yep.
There's a lot of golf in our state, and we don't want to saturate it too much. And we talk to our friends at Cherry Hills and Colorado Golf Club and make sure that we're not doing too much overlapping.
Yeah, and that's one thing that, I didn't mention, the BMW Championship mm-hmm. coming to Cherry Hills for a one-year shot in 2014, so another big thing. Russ, always fun. Now, do you have time to golf now a little bit?
I have played four times the last 3 weeks.
Nice.
Which is a lot for me. Yes. And I need to read the
slice. I was going to say, are you slicing or are you hitting them straight?
It's going everywhere.
All right, Russ, always fun to have you with us, and good job, and you and everybody that was associated with the Open. What a great event, and I know everyone enjoyed it. And we're looking forward to whenever the next one might be here.
Thank you as well.
Russ Miller, Director of Golf here at the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs. And for those of you who are golf fans, keep your eyes peeled and ears peeled for when the Broadmoor might be hosting something. And if they're not hosting a golf event, just come on out here anyway. You can't find a much better resort than this. Talk to you soon.
Attention men, did you know that research has discovered one common thread that makes men more likely to be wealthy, successful, and more attractive to women? This single factor is also essential for healthy sex drive, muscle tone, and that unquenchable energy of youth. It's a man's testosterone, and it peaks in his 20s and decreases by 1% to 2% every year thereafter. By the age of 35, rapidly diminishing testosterone levels can result in weight gain, depression, and loss of self-esteem. The good news, Axis Labs is now conducting a research survey on increasing testosterone levels. Participants in a human clinical study using the same method saw an increase in testosterone of 60% naturally, with results in as little as 3 days. This research survey requires no travel and very little time. Your feedback is confidential and collected electronically. During this 30-day research survey, Axis Labs will provide you everything you need for free. Space is limited, so call now, 800-889-6262. That's 800-889-6262. 800-889-6262.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 877-499-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. 1-877-499-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. 1-877-499-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. That's 1-877-499-MYTV.
Do you have a debt problem? Well, now you can finally do something about those collection calls. You can only avoid your mail and the phone for so long. That's why you need to call the Debt Solutions Network. We have agents standing by right now to assist you with your debt problems. Credit card debt, collection accounts, medical bills, and repossessions. Call now for relief.
800-814-5031. That's 800-814-5031. Not available in all states.
If you can't get enough of your favorite sports byline programs, now you can listen on your phone anytime, anywhere. Call 704-625-9950 or text SBL to 80676. You'll be able to listen live to every show on the network, like Sports Byline USA with Ron Barr, The Video Game Review, Wrestling Observer Live, The Speed Freaks, and more. Again, call 704-625-9950 or text SBL to 80676. For more information, go to sportsbyline.com.
Tap it in. Give it a little tappy. Tap-a-roo.
Time to work on your short game. Tee to Green helps you get it up and down. The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious Mobile 5-Star and AAA 5-Diamond Awards. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. Other amenities include 16 restaurants, lounges, bars, and cafes, 54 holes of championship golf, 7 tennis courts, indoor and outdoor swimming pools, riding stables, a fly fishing school, and the nearby Cheyenne Mountain Zoo. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. 11 airlines offer flights to the Colorado Springs Airport, a 20-minute drive from the resort. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, I'm Mark Kelble, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor Golf Club, and today I want to talk to you about short game shots from just off the green in a couple of tips on how you might have a little more success. One is you've got to pick out a club that you think you're good at. If you're a good putter and you're just off the green and there's nothing between you and the green, choose the putter. It's always a good option. Secondly, if you are just off the green, you've got to decipher what's between you and your target. If there's a mound there, obviously that takes a low lofted club out of the picture. So make sure you take that into consideration. And thirdly is you've got to determine the ball flight necessary to get your ball to the target. If you're hitting to a pin that's some distance away, you're going to need a lower lofted club to have it get rolling a little faster and go a little further distance-wise.
For more on play around the green, getting up and down, check out the website, tee2greenradio.com, or visit your local PGA professional.
This is the show by golfers for golfers, Tee to Green, coming to you every week from the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs. I'm Jerry Butenhoff. We're live and in time on the internet also. You can go to our website, tee2greenradio.com, or go directly to the network, sportsbyline.com. Listen to us that way. And for those of you who have friends with the satellite television, radio rather, make sure you tell them where to find us on the satellite, XM Channel 93, Sirius Channel 208. So Thursday, I went up the hill a little bit and played some golf. I hadn't played in a month, and I'm going to use that as part of my excuse. But actually, slicing the ball off the tee a little bit more than I had in, well, recently. Certainly all summer. Don't know why that was. Tried fixing my stance a little bit. Didn't seem to help. But I've got the guy in the line right now that's going to help me and help you, because 82% of us slice the ball frequently or regularly, in case you didn't know. Sometimes it seems like more. Brian Crowell is with us. He's written a new book called Slice Free Golf, and he comes to us from his, I think he's, Brian, are you at your club in New York? Where are you this morning?
I'm actually at the club, Jerry. It's a beautiful place, Glen Arbor Golf Club here in Bedford Hills, New York, and we're actually in the middle of our Ryder Cup matches, so it's a big weekend here at Glen Arbor.
Nice. For those people that don't know, where is Bedford?
We're in Westchester County, New York, about an hour north of Manhattan.
Great.
It's a beautiful day for once. It's been so rainy. I mean, we've got some crazy weather this year with hurricanes and earthquakes. I mean, New York has been rocked here by Mother Nature.
Yeah, it really has. It really has. So, you've come out with a book here now, directed solely at the slicer. and obviously there's certainly a need for this sort of thing. What are you going to tell us that maybe some of our those of us that are listening or listeners, you know, maybe that go to their own pro or something, A, why did you decide to do this, and B, how are you going to fix me?
Well, you know, first of all, I want to thank you for the opportunity to be on your program here, and Tita Green is such a cool program, and I'm delighted to be a part of it. But the slice, you know, as a PGA member, I've been teaching golf for, you know, 20 years, and the slice is just always one of those things that haunts the majority of golfers. And to be honest, I was once a slicer myself, and kind of makes me think of that old Hair Club for Men commercial back in the 80s, but, you know,
yeah.
Cy Sperling. Yeah, I'm not only the president, but I'm also a client. Well, I too was a slicer, and frankly, it nearly drove me from the game. But, you know, a good friend of mine who was a very good player shared some very important tips on the sequence of the swing with me and some very key fundamentals that are not discussed enough in the world of golf. Anyway, those fundamentals led me to a career in golf. I mean, I went from shooting 92 to shooting 72 in the span of a couple months. So one of the things I want to let your listeners know is it doesn't have to be a long, arduous process to cure the slice. It can actually happen rather quickly, and all too often we're told how difficult improvement is in golf, but I'm telling you, with slice-free golf, it happens quick, and it's a permanent change. And as a PGA pro, there's nothing more exciting than seeing the look on the face of someone who used to slice and who now hits a powerful draw. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, and as someone who's played with I don't know how many hundreds of golfers, yeah, it's fun. It's fun playing golf when people are having fun playing golf, isn't it?
You know, you're right. Fun is the root of all of this. I mean, that's what we're all trying to do, is have a great time out there. And I know for sure that you're going to have more fun without a slice than you will with it. And, you know, the book has been such an exciting thing for me, because you take, you know, what was so important to each player, and you just narrow it all down into what is really a foolproof program. In fact, I have never had someone not improve and not get rid of the slice who has gone through this step by step. And it's really an exciting program. There's easy steps. There's a lot of photography in here. I actually have more than 24 drills that are focused entirely on slice elimination that you can complement the whole program with. But like you said earlier, the book is devoted only to slicing. A lot of books out there just have a chapter or a couple pages, but this thing is the Bible for the anti-slice.
I'm speaking with Brian Crowell from Westchester County in New York and the Glen Arbor Golf Club. He's written a book called Slice Free Golf. Brian, before you came on, we had Russ Miller, the director of golf on the Broadmoor here, and off the air we were talking about all the, you know, the golf industry has more stuff out there available for people to try and improve. But really, what it really takes is getting out there, going to the range, hitting balls, taking a lesson from your local pro or something like that. You know, without, you know, going into, you know, all this stuff, what's the first step in your book that you're going to tell people to do as far as getting rid of the banana here?
Well, great question. And as many would guess, the first part of the book is devoted to the setup. And there are certain things that need to be accomplished there, and I call it get set. That's the first couple points of the program. But, you know, out of the folks who slice, nearly 90% of them tend to align themselves too far to the right, which requires, you know, a swing back to the left, and that's what creates that energy across the ball to the left in such a dramatic fashion. And most of the slicers out there will say, man, the shots I hit that feel the best are rockets, but they go left of the target. And if it's hit squarely on the energy that they're providing, it's going to miss the target to the left. And And actually, those folks, if they're swinging their energy too far to the left, they really need to slice the ball just to keep it in play. So they're really fighting a losing battle. So, you know, the alignment is the biggest factor, and I would encourage everybody to do that. And it's not just the feet, Jerry. The thing that really hits home is where the shoulders are at impact. And, you know, if I've got a second here, I'll have you imagine you've got an eyeball in your chest. And if you want to really work on hitting that draw, you need good alignment, you know, down at the ground level with your feet, but also at impact, that eyeball in your chest, so to speak, I want your sternum to be looking at or behind the ball. You know, the typical slicer is in such a rush to get down to the golf ball that the chest is way out in front, and it creates that energy across. But I've got some real cool images that sort of cement that thought in the book and on the website, and it's just really been fun to see the people succeed at this.
Brian, when you talk about the shoulders, how much does shoulder tilt one way or another play into what you're talking about here?
Well, there's just what I like to tell my students is, you know, try not to exaggerate anything. But if you look at yourself in the mirror, you know, and I'm talking to right-handed golfers here, but the left hand is higher on the club than the right hand, so the left shoulder should be higher than the right. It's fairly simple, and that creates just a little bit of tilt back away from the target for your spine at address. Don't exaggerate anything. But really the key is, you know, how those shoulders rotate through the swing. That's the bigger problem for the slicer. They're usually so quick. That left shoulder spins to the left so fast because they're trying to prevent the right side of the golf course from coming into play. And what you need to do is just be patient with your shoulder rotation. Let your hips turn a little bit. Let the club release, but try to be a little more patient with those shoulders. And there's a couple drills in the book that really help the students with that.
Talking to Brian Crowell, writer of the new book, Slice Free Golf. Brian, what about grip, too? I know you talk about setup, and I know the grip is one of the first things that anyone is taught when they learn to play golf. I know when I was slicing as a teenager, I rotated my left hand over, was able to fix some of the problem back there with a little stronger grip. Do you think too many people have too light or too loose of or too soft of a grip sometimes?
Well, I that's a great point, and grip position is important. And like I say, if you can get your shoulders aligned as a right-handed player more to the right, that sort of makes that left hand rotate a little bit, as you were discussing there, Jerry. So, into a stronger position. But just changing the grip alone is not enough. And I know there are listeners of Tee to Green that are saying, yeah, I changed my grip, and, you know, I now pull the ball to the left, or
yeah,
they don't feel comfortable. So, you know, things happen in a sequence. And in order to change a grip, you really need to change your upper alignment, where the shoulders are at address. Otherwise, it won't work. So that's why during the course of the book, there's a very important sequence to follow, and grip alone won't do it. That might be a quick fix or a Band-Aid to really square the club face, but typically, just changing the grip will lead to, you know, a nice draw that's starting left, which equals out of bounds left.
real quick, we're almost done. How can people get the book? And you've got book versions and e-book versions. What do you got out there for people? How can they find you?
Thank you. www.slicefreegolf.com is the website, and I would encourage folks to go there. It's also on Amazon, but it's been so fun. And you know, again, Gary Player, who designed Glen Arbor, wrote the foreword for the book, and he's a friend of mine, and it was nice to get his endorsement. But I assure your listeners they will get a lot out of the program, and I can guarantee a beautiful world of powerful golf is right around the corner. And if they're in the New York area, you can always look me up here at Glen Arbor Golf Club in Bedford Hills, New York.
Beautiful. Nice to have a little cachet with Gary Player on your side. Brian, I wish we had more time. We'll try and catch up more down the road and see if we can follow up on this sometime soon.
That would be great. Thank you, Jerry. Thanks for being on the program.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
At Toyota, we care about your safety. That's why we're investing $1 million every hour to improve our technology and your safety. It's an investment that's helped Toyota earn multiple top safety pick awards for 2010 by the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. No other brand has won more. These top safety picks and all our new safety innovations are available at toyota.com/safety.
You gotta love lean beef. 29 cuts just waiting to appease your appetite's every need? From the tenderloin to the top round, each cut is just looking to serve you and you serve it. All doling out the delicious and delivering 10 essential nutrients along the way. Always giving. Well, that's lean beef. 29 cuts that make for one powerful protein. Learn to love them all at beefitswhatsfordinner.com.
Funded by the Beef Checkoff.
Important medical alert for Zoloft users. Recent reports link the use of the antidepressant drug Zoloft during pregnancy to heart or lung problems and significant birth defects. If you or a loved one use the antidepressant drug Zoloft before or during pregnancy, and you have a child dealing with heart or lung problems, club foot, limb reduction, or other birth defects, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation and future medical expenses for your child's condition. Call now for a free case evaluation, 800-274-4713. If you or a loved one use the antidepressant prescription drug Zoloft, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-274-4713. That's 800-274-4713. Protect your legal rights today. Call 800-274-4713.
The attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwalt, admitted in California, office address 4350 Executive Drive, Suite 150, San Diego, California, 92121. Cases may be referred to or independently handled by separate local counsel for principal responsibility.
Call it the fastest hour in radio. Tita Green coming to you from the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs. Jerry Butenhoff going solo here this week. Time to take you on tour and tell you what's going on in the world of professional golf. The PGA Tour is in their fall season now. Got a lot of guys trying to make sure that they finish high enough on the money list to become or to stay fully exempt for next year. This week's event in Las Vegas, the Justin Timberlake Shriners event, got a two-way tie for the top. Nick Watney, he's won twice already this year, and a little tune-up here, as he'll be on the President's Cup team. He's at 17 under, along with Kevin Na. They're one ahead of Chris Blanks and Robert Garrigus, and then tie for fifth at two strokes back, Tommy Gainey, Paul Goidos, and Tim Heron. So as we go through the fall season, you'll hear a lot of names up among the leaders that you don't hear a lot of times because the bigger names have kind of shut down partially shut down for the fall here this year. The Champions Tour is in Cary, North Carolina for the SAS Championship. John Houston, Kenny Perry, and Nick Price. Three-way tie for the lead at -9. Houston with a nice 66 yesterday to join the leaders. They're one ahead of Jeff Sluman and two better than Russ Cochran heading into today's final round. Both those events available on the Golf Channel today. Women's Tour shut down this week. They will have, I believe, four events in Asia left on their schedule. And then they'll come back to North America for the Lorena Ochoa Invitational down in Mexico, and then the Tour Championship in Florida at the end of November. So that'll do it again for this week. Been a fun time being with you once again. Like I said, if you like fall golf, I tell you what, the month of October, get out there and play some golf. And for those of you in the rain-soaked East, maybe you can get out there too. Thanks to Russ Miller from the Broadmoor and to Brian Crawl, writer of Slice Free Golf, for being with us today. Next week, another good show coming your way. Until then, enjoy the week, enjoy the weather, enjoy October. Thanks for being with us, everyone. I'm Jerry Butenhoff. Until next week, hit 'em long and hit 'em straight.